This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, Tony, Harper, Carol, and Todd. I've been an EPP person, I think, for 3 or 4 years. I really enjoy it, so it was definitely worth the $5. And so my story started in, I think it was 1974. I was in, I think, fourth grade, and we lived in a house that usually you never use the front door. It was the side door. And when you walked in the side door, there was a small dining area and kitchen. And then you walk into the living room, which was open to the upstairs. So you could see the hallway, and the stairs were right next to the kitchen as well. And the only room that you could see was my bedroom door, because my parents' door was facing the opposite way to the hallway. And and then there's another bedroom, but you couldn't see it either. It was just my bedroom door that you could see. So on this one summer day, my mom, she was outside mowing and planting flowers, and my dad was at work. I believe on a Saturday, but normally because of where he worked, he had to work weird hours. And I'm an only child, so the only person that was in the house with me was my cousin, which I will call Diane. And back then, in those years, there was called the Sunshine Family. It was like Barbie dolls, but they were like really cute farm people. And we loved to play in Sunshine Family. And we were playing in my room. I'm not kind of sure why, now that I think back, why we didn't play in the living room. But anyway, we were playing in my room on my bed. And it was a kind of small bedroom. And so the door to my bedroom was only, maybe, like, I took 5 steps and I'm out my room. So I am facing the doorway. No, I'm sorry. Diana's facing the doorway. And no, I think I'm sorry. Anyway, yes, I am facing the doorway and Diane has her back to the door. So we're playing and we hear this sound right outside my door. And I thought it was my dog. And I looked up and Diane also turned around and she looked up. And there is hair hanging there. It was really long, cascading hair. Now, it was not like the person or being was standing straight up. It was just kind of like they were leaning over, and you saw the long cascade of hair. And it was a dark brown hair. Now, my mom had frosted hair. That's what they used to do back then. Instead of highlight, it was frosted. And her hair definitely was not that long. And it was just there. It was weird. There was no shadow person. There was no being. And I remember Diane turned her head, looked at me. I looked at her. Our eyes connect. We both realized what we'd just seen. Jumped off the bed, threw our Sunshine Family. During this time, but the hair person is gone. And yes, we do call it the hair person. And we ran out. As I'm going down the stairs, I'm screaming, Mom. Of course, no reply. I kind of didn't expect it. Get outside. So my mom's out there talking to a neighbor. I asked her if anybody else was in the house. Did somebody stop in? No, they did not. Me and Diane, again, our eyes locked, and we knew this is weird. We did not go back in until my mom went in the house. And actually, my dog was outside with her, not in the house. So it never happened again, although we only lived there maybe, I think, 6 months more, possibly. And then we moved. Now, I knew the family that lived in after it, and they actually lived there for probably 30 years. Which tells you that I'm definitely over 50. And I do stay in contact with them, and they've never said a thing. So it's very odd. There were a couple other odd things that happened there. And, of course, when you're children, you're more perceptive to what's going on. Anyway, to this day, with me and Diane both being in our 50s, we still vividly remember this day, and we still call it the hair people, and we do giggle about it. However, it's still kind of a spooky feeling, but we do giggle about it. It's still a good memory because it's of our childhood, but and it's something we share that no one else can really believe that happened. Amy, thank you. As Olcast, I really enjoy it, and I know many others do as well. And you all have a great day. Thank you for listening. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.